I'm Kathleen Smith.
And I'm Rachel Bozeman.
Welcome to our podcast bonus edition on leveraging social networks, not only for connecting with others, but to gather information and research companies you want to work for.
And you can also research people who work at the companies you want to work for. I mean, it's not technically stalking. We call it preparation. I mean, really.
So let's kick it off with some of our top tips with some social networking basics.
So tip number one. Selecting your social network. They're not all built the same. LinkedIn is wonderful, but it's not the silver bullet for every clear job seeker. So don't put all those eggs in one basket. If you're searching for a job, know that not all recruiters use LinkedIn. Many do, but often on the back end once they've already found you, versus using it on the front end as a sourcing tool. So depending on your profession, there are specialized online communities that might provide fantastic value for you. For example, in the cyber community, X, previously known as Twitter, is often a great option. If you're a software developer, check out GitHub. Or if you want to work in state, federal, or local government, check out GovLoop.
Tip number two, be a better applicant. Remember, using social media as a research tool in your job search. Following companies of interest, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Be sure you're joining the industry groups to gather more information. It's very interesting how much information is shared as far as contracts, things like that. Before applying for a job, always be sure you're checking the social networks to see if you have any contacts that already work there that can give you some intel on being a better applicant. Your ultimate goal is to be referred into the company rather than just being an applicant. 1 in 7 employees are hired through referrals versus only 1 in 100 general candidates get hired.
I like those odds. Tip number three, be professional. Realize you're in a public forum on every social media site. Think about what you like, what you post, what you share. It's a reflection of your personal brand. So avoid liking, sharing, commenting on things that really are kind of controversial or unprofessional. Think of what you share as kind of like a first date. Leave out religion, leave out politics. Every action you take online, it's there forever. So always remember you're in a public space.
So that brings us up to tip number four, which is check your privacy settings. Maybe you want to use LinkedIn as your professional public profiles, but you want to keep Facebook to just family and friends. Considering making your Facebook profiles private in that scenario, that still maintains a level of discretion when you're posting. You can never know who knows you, and you might rub someone the wrong way if you're sharing some information that you really shouldn't. There are privacy controls that are much more robust than they have been in the past, but you're still connecting with other people whom you don't control. Make sure you go back to regularly double check your privacy settings, as anytime you do an update, a lot of times your settings go back to the default.
And our final tip on how to leverage that social network, it's one of my favorites, Google yourself. Search for yourself on Google. Do the image search too. Always fun to see what immediately pops up and what might be looming out there for some random account you created in the past that you forgot all about, right? So other people might have posted something about you too. Do yourself a favor. Be aware of what's out there on you.
So now that we've sort of covered some generalized tips as far as using social media for job search, and it's really interesting, we have started sharing these tips in presentations that we do at many classes across the country for transitioning military. We've actually been doing those since 2008. Whew, it's been a while. But I wanted to share some specific tips just for LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is, you know, basically for finding a new job, especially nowadays. Anytime you look on, everyone's posting that they're hiring. Even you, you're hiring, aren't you,
Rachel? I sure am.
Sure I am. So let's start with your LinkedIn profile picture. If you're in job search, your safest bet is to have a headshot just as you would be dressed for an interview. If you're in military service transitioning into the civilian sector, skip the uniform and go for more civilian clothes, as that is what your future you're looking for. Some folks with security clearances don't choose to include a photo, and that's fine, especially if you're in the intel community. But realize that, you know, it is your profile picture, so I always recommend use some kind of other picture. You don't necessarily have to do that. Consider having someone take a picture of you versus doing a selfie, because selfies are not necessarily very flattering. And no props or anything like that in the picture or action shots. You know, use your superhero pictures for something else.
Absolutely. And that professional headline. Not only do you need a great picture, but you want to go ahead and demonstrate in that very prime territory the type of value that you can offer to others. So your headline should really focus on your career and be forward-looking. Take a look at the profiles of others in your desired profession and pull the best of what they have to offer. Use an actual relevant job title, coupled with some of your key strengths, separated by a pipe character. If you could see me right now, you would see me doing the pipe character. Steer clear of vague soft skills such as people person in this section.
And that leads us next to your summary. Your LinkedIn summary is really a much more robust version of your elevator pitch. It is in this area where you go on infinitum as to where you are. I always recommend no more than 3 paragraphs. I actually do 2 paragraphs, because you need to really quickly and effectively communicate who you are and the value you bring. But be sure you're also using the terminology that's in your industry. The other thing I always like to add in this area is, if you're interested in relocating or open to relocating, this is a definite area to put that in.
Experience. If you've listened to our resume bonus edition, if you haven't, check it out after this. You heard us talk about the importance of the accomplishment statements. Just as with your resume, focus on what you accomplished with the responsibilities you were given when describing your experience in the profile. The most recent 10 years are the most critical when it really comes down to the job search.
Tip number 5, one of my favorites, personalized URLs. This is one thing I absolutely love, is being able to have your personalized URL. Your default URL for LinkedIn is just this long thing of numbers and everything. And what you really want is, you want to shorten it down to what your name is. You may have to add a number or two if you have something very similar, like Kathy Smith, like mine. Use that shortened URL on your resume, in your email address, signature. You can even have job business cards set up that just have that shortened URL. It's a really great way to have sort of networking on the spot. This is a great way to show recruiters that you're up to date with today's technology.
Connecting with other users. Who do you connect with? Well, it really depends on your goals and your career path. If you're in the cleared community, you may want to connect with people that you know, people you've met, or maybe folks that have been referred to you by someone you do know. But if you're looking to relocate to a new city in a non-cleared position, you should be more open to building your network. On LinkedIn, real gold can be found in the second or third degree connections. So consider mining those contacts for new connections.
So it's interesting with our next tip number 7, recommendations. It's interesting. So LinkedIn sort of constantly is changing what it offers as far as your profile is concerned. And for a long time, there were, you know, attributes and things like that you could vote for other people. And I was really frustrated with those. But they've kept recommendations. And I think that this is a really great way to build your network, but also to be able to show other hiring managers your skills. So be sure you go in and ask for recommendations. You can do that within the LinkedIn tool. Ask for recommendations of people you've worked with, previous managers, things like that. But then also be sure that you're doing the networking two-way street by offering recommendations to other people. So, and you can realize that when someone does do a recommendation for you, you get to review that before it's posted on your profile and you can approve it or not.
And you know what? Don't put your security clearance on your LinkedIn profile. ClearJobs.net surveyed recruiters and hiring managers and found that 1 in 5 wouldn't even consider hiring someone who put their clearance on their LinkedIn profiles. Not a good statistic, so don't be that person. It's viewed particularly negatively in the intelligence community. And the thing is, you don't know which companies, recruiters, hiring managers are that 20% that'll toss your application right out of the way when looking for those clearance publicly.
So, all really great comments. Rachel, thanks so much for sharing your input on this. Thanks to everyone for listening. And please subscribe to this podcast if you liked what you've heard. Rate and review us on the platform you're listening to so you can help us get a larger audience.
Thanks, everyone. Hasta la vista.